Tattva Darshan, Feb 27, 2010. More on Lord Shiva. In Brihad Bhagavatamritam by Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad, he describes a different hierarchy or different levels of devotees, beginning with Karma Mishra Bhaktas and Gyan Mishra Bhaktas, finally coming to the Shuddha Bhakta, Prahlad and Shantaras, and going on to Lakshmi, Hanuman, Pandavas, Yadavas, Uddhava, the Vrijvasis, and finally Radharani. So Narada, speaking with Lord Brahma, in chapter 2 of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Brahma is glorifying Lord Shiva, saying that Lord Shiva is a very great devotee. Lord Shiva is very renounced. He's given up everything. He's a vairagi, sadhu. He has no interest at all in material things. Although he has all kinds of opulences, he simply remains naked. Wears a mala of bones and covers his body with ashes just to make fun of people that are attached to material opulence, like Lord Brahma. Narada Muni, when he meets Lord Shiva, he glorifies Lord Shiva. He says, "Oh, Shivaji, you're such a great devotee of Lord Vishnu that Lord Vishnu never takes offense with you. But he took offenses of Lord Brahma because Lord Brahma gave boons to Hiranyakashipu. But when Lord Shiva gave benedictions and powers to Brikasura, who wanted to use them to crack the Lord, Lord Vishnu actually came and saved his devotee, Lord Shiva, by killing the demon. Although that demon was given that ability by Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu was not angry with Shiva. Lord Shiva is one with Lord Vishnu in one sense. Lord Shiva refutes Narada Muni's presentation of saying that he's a great devotee by saying, "I'm not a great devotee. What am I? I'm the deity of false ego. Therefore, I have everyone. I have the egos of everyone within me. And what is my seva for the Lord? My seva is pralaya, destruction. And no one likes my lila. I make so many times I have offended the Supreme Lord by giving boons to demons like Vrikasura and Ravana and Banasura. And then the Lord gave me the seva. And I'm ashamed to speak of it, but he gave me the seva when I came as Shankaracharya to write speculative literature to turn people away from the Lord. He ordered me to compile this Mayavadi philosophy. So how can you say I'm a devotee if I'm taking people away from the Lord and people are acting against the pleasure of Lord Vishnu? The real devotees, if you want to find real devotees, you have to go to the Vaikuntha. The Vaikuntha Vasis, they're only attached to the Lord and the Lord's Seva. They've given up all their ego and material attachments. Such devotees also live on the earth too. And wherever these devotees live that are free from ego and absorbed in the Lord's service, where they live is as good as Vaikuntha. Because pure devotees are free from material attachments and free from false ego. They're only attached to the seva of the Supreme Lord. They attain the quality of the spiritual body." Then Parvati begins to glorify the Supreme Devotee in Vaikuntha. She glorifies Lakshmi Devi. Lord Shiva then says that Lakshmi is actually now on the earth planet. Mahalakshmi has appeared in Dwarka as Rukmini. She is actually the source of all the Lakshmis. You should go to see Rukmini. She is the greatest devotee of the Lord. She has received the most mercy from the Lord. This was the presentation of Shiva's wife, Parvati, advocating the ladies' party, Lakshmi Devi. Then Shiva took his brother aside and he whispered in Narada Muni's ear. He said, "Actually, better devotee than Lord Brahma, or myself, Lord Shiva, or the Vaikuntha Vasis, or Garuda, or Shesha, or Sankarshan, or Lakshmi Devi, is actually Prahlad. He's a real devotee. And then Shiva, whispering in the ear of Narada, starts glorifying Prahlad. He said, Prahlad Maharaj is never disturbed, even when there's so many causes for disturbance. So many problems come. He's always fixed in Krishna consciousness. And when Lord Nrisimhadev appeared to kill his demoniac father, Hiranyakashipu, all the demigods were cowering in fear, trembling, and afraid. It was only Prahlad Maharaj who could pacify Lord Nrisimhadev. Prahlad, he is the one that's really received the mercy of the Lord. He became blessed by Lord Nrisimhadev. Lord Nrisimhadev gave a benediction and a boon to Prahlad Maharaj. He said, Prahlad, you are the ideal devotee, and anyone who follows your example will also become an ideal devotee. So Lord Nrisimhadev, he left Prahlad Maharaj in the material world to help others become devotees. The Lord has so much affection for Prahlad Maharaj. Lord Nrisimhadev blessed him that all his relatives would all be saved and also become devotees. Because of the benedictions and blessings of Lord Nrisimhadev, then Bali Maharaj and Banasura were saved because they came in the family of Prahlad. Prahlad's son, Virochan. Virochan's son was Bali. Bali's son was Banasura. I'm not sure. And Bali Maharaj, he had no care. He didn't care even for Lord Brahma. He forcefully captured and ate all the offerings meant for the demigods. He disrespected the order of his guru and did not keep his word, the Brahmins. Despite all his defects, Bali was worshipped by the Supreme Lord. Lord Vamanadeva didn't worship or honor Bali because he offered or surrendered the three universes. But Bali was only worshipped and honored by Lord Vamanadeva because he was related to the great devotee Prahlad, Bhakta Prahlad. Later, when fighting with Banasura, Krishna spared his life, even though he tortured his devotee and imprisoned Pradyumna. Pradyumna's son Aniruddha was imprisoned by Banasura. But when Lord Krishna fought Banasura, he only cut off all his 500 arms and left 4 arms. Why? Because Banasura was coming in the family of Prahlad Maharaj. This was all told, whispering in the ear of Narada Muni by Lord Shiva. Then he says, listen, Narada, Parvati's getting suspicious. So if I talk loudly in ecstasy glorifying Prahlad Maharaj more than Lakshmi. And listen, Narada, said Shiva, when you go to visit Prahlad, don't offer respectful obeisances unto him. And don't touch his feet. Because the devotees don't like that. You'll not gain any benefit if you displease a devotee. So this proves that Prahlad Maharaj has the pure ego of a devotee. Up to now, Narada Muni has been offering obeisances to everyone, to Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, because they all have the egos that they're big and that they should be offered obeisances to. But Prahlad Maharaj is actually a disciple of Narada Muni. He doesn't think he's big. He doesn't think he's a bigger devotee than Brahma or Shiva. And because he is a devotee in Shantaras, he thinks he's das, das, and a das, lower than the straw in the street. He doesn't want any accept any obeisances. So Narada Muni cannot accept honor from his own disciple. So this is something about the position of Lord Shiva in relation to Brahma. He's between Brahma and Prahlad in terms of his spiritual position. Everything for Krishna. We should think that actually I'm never, in any circumstance, am I actually independent. I'm always living under the guidance of a superior. We should always be living under the guidance of a superior Vaishnava, more advanced devotee. Our original thinking must be buried for all time. We should have the quality of surrender. We have to always surrender more and more. The great German philosopher said we have to die to live. The way to self-realization is die to live, everything for Krishna. Otherwise, Krishna cannot be the absolute truth. I'm searching for the absolute, and therefore everything is for Krishna. I must submit to that axiom, to that law, faithfully, that everything is for Krishna. We are for Krishna. Not that Krishna or God is for us. We are His order supplier. We are His servants. Krishna is not our order supplier, our servant. I am existing for Him. The Mayavadis cannot tolerate that everything in this world is actually meant for God. This is the difference between a Vaishnava and a Jnani. The Jnani's realization is on the negative side. They cannot thrive here in the material world. They say Brahman Satyam Jagan Mithya, this world is false, has no value. But we say something different. We say, no, everything here is wonderful, everything here is fine. This is the positive side. This world is true, not Mithya, Jagan Satyam. And it's all meant for Krishna's pleasure. This is liberation. This is internal, mental, subtle Vaishnava conception. It goes beyond all the layers and reaches the spiritual plane. On the highest platform of Madhurya Ras, one will only find 24 hours engagement, Astakaliya Lila Seva. But the Madhurya Ras that is found in Dwarka is called Swakya Ras, Swakya Bhav. That is not complete. But in Vrindavan we find Parakya Bhav, Parakya Love. This is internal, the internal intensity is so great. In separation there is the experience of union. And in union there is the experience of separation. Devotion means love. And true love or pure love means the highest sacrifice. This is the gopis, the Braja gopis. They become completely self-forgetful in their sacrifice, in their service to Krishna. Krishna is the cause of everything. Krishna is by himself and for himself. If we understand that, this is the formula for peace, as Krishna tells in Gita, that he is the controller, he's the owner, he's the enjoyer. But he's not a cruel dictator, he's not a king. He says, I'm friendly. Suridam sarvabhutanam. Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvalokamahesham. Suridam sarvabhutanam gyatva mam chantamrichati. He's friend to us. He's our friend. So we say, yes, everything belongs to Krishna. Everything is His. And we engage everything in His service and we become peaceful. We become happy. Become Krishna's eternal friend.